Debbie House. I'm the Editor-in-Chief at Retail Touchpoints. I'm joined today with Lori Schaefer, who is the Executive Advisor for Retail at SAS Institute. Lori has over 25 years of experience in retail and consumer packaged goods technology. She began her career at the Procter & Gamble Company. She was CEO of MarketMax prior to its acquisition by SAS in 2003 when she became Vice President of SAS Global Retail. She serves and has served on the board of directors of several retail and technology companies, as well as the National Retail Federation. Most recently, Lori co-authored the book titled Branded, How Retailers Engage Consumers with Social Media and Mobility, along with Bernie Brennan, who's a retail industry consultant and former retail executive. The authors also recently contributed to a Retail Touchpoints white paper titled Improving Revenue and Customer Engagement with Social Media Analytics. Welcome, Lori.
Thanks, Debbie, and thanks for the invitation.
Well, thanks for joining me. I know you've been very busy running around the world talking about social media analytics lately, so we appreciate your time today. So today, Lori and I are going to discuss social media analytics. Specifically, we'll talk about an overall definition, a strategy for implementation for retailers, and some real-world examples. So getting right into it, Lori, my first question for you is, can you give us a bit of a background on what you consider to be the actual definition of social media analytics and how it can help retailers?
Sure. Social media analytics is software that allows you to listen to and then analyze or evaluate conversations within the internet social world, be that on Facebook, on Twitter, Foursquare, YouTube, blogs, online news, in ratings and reviews, and even in electronic chat rooms. Social media analytics provides retailers with the ability to quickly sift through hundreds or even hundreds of thousands of consumer comments about its brands and those of its competition, and provides insight for better decision-making. So, Debbie, you could think about social media as being a large virtual consumer panel and social media analytics as being able to measure statistically significant results, predict future trends based on the volume and sentiment of what's being said about your brand, and then allowing you to take appropriate action. The power is in the data, and analytics are strategic to a business as they allow that retailer to better understand its position in the marketplace upon how customers think, act, and talk about their brands.
All right. I think that's a great start and a great introduction. So when a company is looking at putting together a strategy for implementing social media analytics, what should be the first few steps or action items that they need to consider?
Aha. Well, that's certainly the most frequently asked question that we get. How do I, as a retailer, get started with all this? There can be thousands of consumer comments being made about a brand every single day in social networks. So in order for this not to appear overwhelming, we like to say crawl, then walk, and then learn how to run. At first, just do basic listening or crawl. Find out how often your brand and your competitors' brands are being mentioned. What's the buzz? What is the number of times these brands are mentioned across all online sites? And within that volume, tell me what the tone is and the sentiment, and does that change over time? And then, as step two, learn to walk. Start engaging with consumers in conversation on social networks and start measuring those results. Just like your website, manage your Twitter and your Facebook accounts like strategic assets. Is your message getting out? Are people sharing it with their online friends and family? Are your tweets getting retweeted? Are people hitting the like button and the share button in Facebook, for example? And perhaps does this correlate to a significant spike in web traffic and sales and also in store sales? And then finally, learn to run. And this involves scorecarding the results of your online discussions with consumers and using that to make better decisions based on the data. So start blending social media conversations into the operational side of retail. Start infusing this data into buying decisions, into merchandising decisions, into marketing decisions, and also into operational decisions.
Great. Okay, that's certainly a lot to absorb, but I think you did it very concisely. So just to give people an idea of what to expect, can you provide a couple of real-world examples, just describing how social media analytics is helping retail companies today?
Okay. The first example that comes to my mind is a fast fashion specialty retailer. It's begun to use crowdsourcing on social media to test whether certain styles will be successful before the initial buy is made. So, for example, in planning for a new line, the retailer asked consumers on Facebook and Twitter what they thought of several new products. Just by asking, it got thousands of comments, some good, but more that were not so good about several of those items. This retailer made the decision to cut the size of the order on certain items and increase the size of the order on other items. In speaking to me afterwards, the CEO was able to quantify a large financial savings by modifying that decision. So in this example, we're applying social media analytics to assortment planning and merchandising. I can also think of some SaaS retail customers who are all about providing excellent customer service. And in one case, that retailer is using social media as one of the means to provide that service. Each day, they get hundreds of online questions from customers. They use analytics to more efficiently and effectively respond to customers' questions about product selection, about pricing, about special promotions, and even store location hours and return policies. And then finally, of course, the most obvious examples are social media analytics being applied to marketing decisions, such as predicting the effectiveness of certain campaigns and measuring their impact after the fact. For instance, was there an appreciable lift in store and web sales after a specific promotion was run for consumers, say, that are loyal to a retailer's Facebook fan page? And then there's also PR. We've all heard of recent PR horror stories where the viral effect of social media can spread the word in a matter of hours before a company has time to react or even before they know it's a problem. Every company can have negative PR, and the important thing is how swiftly corrective action is taken. In this last example that I'll give, the retailer's brand was recently involved in an event which instantly garnered them national attention. Unfortunately, that attention was not so good. Within one day, thousands of comments were left on social networks about the event, and seeing the volume of negative sentiment, the retailer was quickly able to react, and within a matter of several days had managed to turn public perception back around to positive. Over the course of a week, social media analytics was able to measure the volume of conversation and see that it started to return back to normal levels, and then that the overall sentiment about the brand returned to positive. So by continually measuring sentiment about a brand, Debbie, about a merchandise category or even a specific product, social media analytics are able to predict future trends to allow a retailer to react before a problem becomes widespread. I'll sum it up by saying we have one retail customer who describes social media analytics as its secret strategic weapon that outputs new data about its consumers who can help it to make better decisions.
Wow, those are some really compelling examples, and it so effectively shows how important it is for retailers to be able to react quickly and in a timely manner. It's just amazing. So thanks, Lori, for your invaluable insights today, and thank you to all the listeners. Have a great day.
Thank you, Debbie.